Yes, we're ready.
And Ed's well aware of all this stuff. So. What are you going to do to it?
Okay, we're live.
Committee, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. The time is 12:42 p.m. We're on ONCR 2316, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Again, the treasurer has sent down some new support docs, and so that indicates to me that he's has some revisions that we need to discuss. And you want to go like a maybe treasurer, just an overview. I think Jordan's working on the amendment now. Jordan, if you would, will you include the lines in the page?
Yes, I think your chair is at turning it over. Yeah, I think originally in the projections, in looking at historic PRES and kind of the direction they're going with continued ARPA projects and projects coming down the pipe in the next year, it was increased for next year, and it's at a conservative amount of $150,000. In addition to that, tax commission, I think, is it at 2.5, that, and looking at how they're trending, and I think since updating their code and seeing the last couple of months really taking off or increasing from where historical trends have been, that the 2.5 should be easily achieved for them next year. Another area, of course, was looking at the unrestricted interest on the general fund. Historically, kind of, I think, ballparked that around 40 or 50,000. Conservative estimate on that, 75,000. Expectation and kind of discussion is the interest rates may taper off, you know, later in the fiscal year, in the summer months of next year, 24, potential interest rates could start coming back down, so we probably won't have the same earning as we do in 23 that we saw with the increase there. And I think the same would be true for the roads project, where historically 202,000 was kind of the consistent number, and just kind of based on looking at trend, took it down to 150.
Okay, so a comment I wanted to also make was that we had received just a projected revenue comment that could affect 23-24. As you talk about revisions, was that the Osage LLC had sent a memo to us with their projection of dividends for 23, and I think that's where we would recognize it, because I think that's what we did last year. And so to keep that in mind, but I like not adding it into 24, but amending it in when they have a better number after their audit.
Yes, that is correct. If they issue the distribution to us before September 30th, we'll have to pick it up in this year's numbers. If they issue the payment after September 30th, then we'll take that approach. But we are in... I have a meeting with CEO, CFO, and we're meeting tomorrow, and we're moving forward, I think, with weekly meetings and to get that information kind of on the same page. And then okay. I'll have a better understanding of whether to include it in 23 or 24 based on the timing.
Okay. So, Jordan, are you ready? I don't want to rush you, because if you're not, that's okay. The 2024 doesn't have the wonderful schedule with the reductions, the increase in reductions, treasurer. So, do you want to go over? Can you add up well enough to get me to my amendment?
Yes, and I'd probably want to, we
it's going to be your program income, but the gaming distributions at 68 based off of their memo.
Yes.
The interest income you have that's not restricted is at $275,000.
No, showing 75,000.
Say again.
75,000.
Okay, and then the interest income on the road special projects, you're gonna.
150. Move. 150. 150,000.
Okay, program income.
I'm showing program income.
Total.
$1,887,000 even.
Okay. Tax commission.
We have 2.5 million.
Okay. And then on the tax relief, we have 450.
For 24, are we?
Yes.
I did not put anything in for tax relief as far as 24.
Okay, so we're going to have to strike that because of the tobacco compact. Is that why?
Yeah, and I think just monitoring, you know, it's one of those funds you just kind of watch. And I think as we go through the year, as it collects money, we maintain that reserve balance. Then all the excess I move to the general fund is kind of the approach I'm taking.
Okay, so also the law says that, you know, with when the tobacco compact expires, we'd have to address that establishment of that fund, just letting the committee know. Okay, so on your restricted, oh, was there anything else that I missed on your unrestricted revenue?
No, that the biggest difference, I think, and you're aware of, but for anyone listening, from 23 to 24 is we're taking out that health support service, 2.7 million. By in 23, it kind of is 3 million, and in 24, it's 1.8.
Okay. So on the DNR harvest land for 24, you have 60,000?
I reduced them down to 50.
To how much?
50,000. 50.
50,000. Okay. And then on the meat processing plant, you have 650,000.
I'm just holding them steady at 600 at this point in time, and that's conservative estimates. I would expect them to trend towards 650, but I feel at this point in time that's a better conservative number.
Okay, and the wildlife, we have 35.
The wildlife for 24, I do not have anything currently.
Okay, so strike that as well, the 35,000?
Yes, for the wildlife. Now for the cattle program, we're estimating 125,000.
And then the property income account, 570,000.
Yes.
And senior housing combined, we have 135.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Any other additions to your restricted?
No.
Okay, Chair, I think I am ready to do an amendment if there's not any questions for the Treasurer.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make a motion to amend ONCR 2316. Line 42. Strike 275,000, insert 75,000. Line 43, strike 202,000, insert 150,000. line 44, strike 1,961,500, insert 1,887,000. Line 45, strike 2,250,000, insert 2,500,000. Strike line 46. That's on page 1. Page 2. Line 50. Strike 60,000, insert 50,000. Line 51. Strike 650,000, insert 600,000. Strike line 52. Line 53. Strike 150,000, insert 125,000, and adjust totals accordingly.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you.
So I do want to make a comment to the committee that now that we've amended FY23, we should see a new report from the budget analyst reflecting those once the projection changes, but we need to keep in mind FY23 basically, it looks as though it increased by 217,500. That's what I'm, the way I see it.
A lot of that was that unrestricted interest.
And but yes, remember, part of it's restricted and part of it's unrestricted. So I feel like when we after the committee meeting, we need to let the budget analyst have time to amend his report. But also, it may affect his fiscal analysis, and he's already submitted those to Congress. I just want everybody to keep in mind his time. With 2024, we didn't amend any of the outlays. We just need to keep that in mind, but the income has changed. So I'm gonna ask the treasurer, on your FY23 schedule, you said that you hard-coded in some of the totals. Could you send down your amendment showing that the amounts that on this that first column?
Yes, to tie in with the ONCR.
Yes.
Yes, I'll okay. Produce that.
Thank you. And then I guess thank you, Treasurer, for coming and presenting us with all the information so we could get through those two resolutions. And then the last agenda item was the PIF and the PIA. And I think in speaking to Secretary Johnson, they have a remedy for the sanitary lines. And that was our concern as a committee, was that those issues were addressed. So the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, we're adjourned. It's 12:55 p.m.
I didn't get a motion to report.
Oh.
23:16.
Withdraw. Can somebody withdraw their motion to adjourn?
I think Billy.
Billy.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay, I'll withdraw whoever made the motion to adjourn.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so I'll make a motion to report out ONCR 23-16. As amended with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Come on in the meeting.
I am, I believe.
Oh, sorry, Pam.
There you go. All right. All in favor.
All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Motion passes. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Second.
Motion to adjourn. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Dog days of summer.
It was the pizza. I'm pretty sure you did that much.
What is it?